Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in. Center stage on the mic.
We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Very special podcast today, Jalen Rose. Thanksgiving special today.
Yes.
We always say we're giving the people what they want. So we hit up social media and we got the cultural regionals from the people. We got the soft mover boss from the people. All Thanksgiving themed.
Did you actually get some people from the IG Interactive?
Yes.
Did you actually get some people from your Twitter handle?
Yes.
From my IG handle?
Yes.
Oh, that's giving the people what they want.
Yes. So
that's a social experience that people don't get on nationally televised.
No, we always say we get the people what they want. We listen to the people. We listen to the people.
That go live.
We listen to the people, Jalen Rose.
That is
exactly what we do.
That is dope.
So we're going to hit you with some exclusive Thanksgiving content. Because they're going to re-air this show throughout the holidays.
Okay.
So we got a little half-hour show that we're just going to re-air and remix. But so much happened in sports that we got to give the podcast exclusive listeners the sports information.
That's great. That's great. So it's going to work out good. So instead of us normally doing the top headline topics for the television show, we're about to right now
doing it for the pod. And there's nothing bigger happened in sports last night than Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Ran the ball 6 times in a row to start the game. Scored touchdowns on basically every single possession that Lamar Jackson was under center. 8 for 10 on third downs. The other 2 times, they got the first on fourth down. They were fantastic last night. I know you're going to say, I told y'all, Smash Mouth Football, Jim Harbaugh, I told you guys in the beginning of the season, I'm always right about everything. I'm Jalen Rose, Rostradamus. This is my team. These are my guys. I told y'all, right?
All of the above.
Mm-hmm.
When Ozzie Newsome chose to draft Lamar Jackson as the 4th or 5th quarterback taken in the first round the year he got picked, I almost literally stood on the get up table and told all of them, he gonna be better than all of those guys that got picked in front of them. That's exactly what I said. And why was I so confident? Because the game has changed. And I always talk about, you can be a terrific talent. That's why you're in position to be successful. But where you get picked means everything.
Mm.
This, in my opinion, is the only team that would have totally tailor-made their offense to fit his strengths and mask his weaknesses, because all players have them. And so when you get with John Harbaugh, who started as a special teams coach, he's always going to have a blue-collar squad. Look back at the Ravens for as long as they've been winning. Okay, it was all about physicality. It was all about defense. I don't care if they had Ray Lewis, T. Sizzle, Ed Reed. Go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
They always were a physical football team. And they always keep great DBs. Marcus Peters? Oh, you can come run with us.
Sure.
Pick sixes? Oh, tough? You come run with us. Earl Thomas? Come run with us. I like Eric Whittle. He's on the other side yesterday. Mm-hmm. Okay? But they upgraded those positions. Humphrey is my guy.
He's making a case. He's making a case for best corner in the league.
Right? And so now all of a sudden, when you have that as a backdrop, you notice I ain't even talking about the offense in Lamar mm-hmm. yet. That's who they are. That's their team's identity.
Judon, too.
And so now the defense get the rest because they running the football on offense.
Mm-hmm.
They get the rest. You got a quarterback that's breaking rush yards?
They score a touchdown records on every single possession. Defense just sits on the sideline.
How many times did you say they ran the ball against Aaron Donald?
To start the game? 6 times in a row.
6 times in a row. And Aaron Donald right in the middle?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Aaron Donald, how many tackles did he have last night?
One
tackle. Now, I thought the broadcast crew did a really good job of showing all the double teams he was getting.
Of course.
Especially early in the game.
Yes.
But you know what? That means someone else got to make a play.
Correct. And so now, all of a sudden, in an era, and I've been saying this about another team, too, that's actually balling, and I can't wait to see these teams on the collision course.
The Lions?
No.
Oh.
Meow. Who's the other team that I always talk about their running game?
Well, there's a game coming up this
The 49ers.
Between the 49ers and the Ravens. That's a game.
The 49ers have had six games where they've had at least two rushing TDs. No other team can say that. Now just think about that for a second. These two teams have stout defenses.
Mm-hmm.
They get a chance to rest and drink Gatorade while their offense methodically move the ball up and down the field.
What a game.
So now when they hit the field, oh man, they out there blazing. And the magnificence of Lamar Jackson. Perfect quarterback rating for the third time this year. Five touchdown passes. That was like college. Each possession.
Five touchdown passes. TD.
That's what happens when LSU plays against a team that ain't ranked.
Yes.
This is the NFL.
He has 260 rushing yards after contact this year. Amen. 260 after contact. And he should have scored another touchdown.
Correct.
He tripped. He should have scored a touchdown on that play too.
In an era where teams have minimized the fullback position. I know I'm showing my age here. I remember when the fullback was a prominent part.
Well, San Francisco got one.
San Francisco takes advantage of this. And the Ravens, multiple tight ends. They'll line up with three tight ends.
They'll run all of them out there.
Two fullbacks and a running back. Mark Ingram is a great running back.
Mark Ingram
is running with power. And Mark Ingram does something to a team that I want to make sure I highlight. It's really important. Because in a lot of cases, I tried to be this guy low-key on a squad. Mark Ingram takes the temperature of the room. And he makes sure that he acknowledges everybody, gives them love and appreciation and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And inclusion. He's running to the end zone, regardless of who's scoring the touchdown, pumping them up
dancing
in the press conference.
Jalen, something happened during the game last night.
Same thing he was doing last year with the Saints. Remember him and Kamara had a stick.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Glue guy. Something happened in the game last night.
Flintstone.
I was watching them and I said to myself, you know what this team reminds me of? Reminds me of like peak Warriors. And here's why. Not because of dominance or numbers. It seemed like they're not just the best team, they're having the most fun. Like the Ravens really seem like there's a joy in their locker room now. The dancing, the celebrating, the camaraderie. And I know winning can bring you together. You know what I mean? Winning will do that. Winning is fun. But this team reminds me of those Warriors where like not only are they the best team, they seem to be like the happiest team too.
Also, what have I said this entire year that the Ravens are for the culture?
Mm-hmm.
When I watched them, it reminded me of why I fell in love with the U when I was growing up, or why people love the Fab Five. They're unapologetic. You see them taking their pictures, throwing up their signs, doing everything, representing each other to the fullest. Like, if there was a team fight, you have 53 guys on you.
Yes.
So just think about to the Myles Garrett situation. When he went crazy out on the field, he lost his mind. A moment of insanity. It happens to the best of them. He was kind of by himself.
Mm-hmm.
If that happened with the Ravens,
no.
It's going to be 53 of them on top of you. That's what I always have liked. I was like, wait a minute. They got a trait that other teams don't have. And usually that is embodied by the quarterback, one of the guys. Wherever everybody was at last night, Lamar was with him.
Yeah, and the thing about Lamar is he's got a big personality. Like he when his performance is on the field, he's equally performing in the press room. Like he's hilarious.
They were somewhere last night listening to the baby, okay,
mm-hmm.
Enjoying their victory. They going to get them in the 49ers this week. Oh,
that's
man. Can't wait for that.
I gotta tell my wife like today.
I'm gonna be like,
Sunday, between this time and this time, you gotta take the kids somewhere, do something. Because I gotta get locked in I'm a cheat on Red Zone. I'm a cheat on Red Zone this weekend. I just realized that. I'm gonna watch every minute of that one. Like,
Tell fans an East Coast Northeast secret based on the cable companies here. And this is coming from a Midwesterner.
Let me see what time that game is.
You ready for this?
Yep.
Most fans in media only really consume NFL football on the East Coast. via Red Zone. They're not watching the entire games.
No, Red Zone's it's the best channel. Why would I watch the entire games?
Because there are plays that happen that are outside of the Red Zone.
It's the best way to, it's the best way to get all the football.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You're not getting between the 20s.
Jay, you're rich.
What's going on? What's the name of the channel that you watch the games on?
Red Zone.
That means you're only getting that team when they're inside of the 20.
So are you trying to say that you watch every second of every game?
I'm trying to say I watch every second of the top games, usually, until a commercial comes and I go back to Red Zone, not the other way around.
See, I know what you're doing. When you say the top games, you're saying the Lions game. That's what you're doing.
I'm always watching the Lions game.
Okay,
well, so let me tell you two ways you can do this.
You're also rich, though.
No.
You got multiple TVs. No. You got screens on screens on screens.
I'm going to tell you what else I have.
Money.
I have DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
See, they don't usually have that on the East Coast.
I think the DirecTV changed into Spectrum.
Correct. And therefore, it eliminated your football watching experience except for the nationally televised game.
No, we have a league pass, whatever league pass equivalent is. I'm red zoned out.
Correct.
And 1 p.m. on Sunday.
They play at 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock game in Baltimore.
Like that time. Hey, man, I might have to go to that game.
You're not going to that game.
I might try to go.
Wow. Wow.
I might try to go for real. You know I ain't joking. 1 o'clock, that's a good time for me. On the East Coast.
And not too long of a trip.
Yeah. How far is that from here?
4.5 hours.
Driving? That's
it? Yeah. 4 hours.
I'm going to have to hit up Mark Ingram.
Maybe less. 3.5.
I'm going to have to hit up Harbaugh.
Big trust.
That's what I'm saying.
Big trust.
That's what I'm saying.
Big trust. God, I love this Ravens team so much.
And I got to say one other thing, too. Rams look trash.
They really do. It's just, this sport is just so funny, right?
Super Bowl hangover.
If you were telling me a year ago, you're like, the Ravens 49ers game is going to be the most anticipated game of the season, I'd be like, what? I mean, you could have told me that they're those two teams would have the worst records in the league instead of the best.
Dude.
And a year later.
Let me just tell you about Todd Gurley, all pro running back.
6 carries.
Not a bell cow anymore.
No.
You just said Lamar Jackson scored touchdowns on 5 straight possessions.
Mm-hmm.
They have Aaron Donald on the field, arguably the best defensive player in the entire game. They have Jalen Ramsey on the field, all pro corner, going to get $100 million to play his spot.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to the genius of Sean McVay?
Yeah, about that. Off year, Super Bowl slump. Sophomore slump?
I'm just saying. Before, you had his number in your phone.
And Jared Goff. Jared Goff, his contract looks a little sticky right now. Looks a little sticky.
So, Super Bowl hangover, Rams will not make the playoffs, obviously. But
no.
I touched on something that I got to make sure I stress. I want to talk about another team real quick.
Lions?
49ers are dope.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to my brother, E-40. He got a chance to celebrate with his Golden State Warriors for a handful of years.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're in the lottery.
They get bad.
Now all of a sudden, his 49ers.
Yep.
Boy, we got to get...
It's a good day to be in the Bay.
We got to get 40 Water back on the program. Talk about his
49ers.
Good
day to be in the Bay.
There's footage of Bosa rushing the quarterback last week, Aaron Rodgers. He literally pushed the lineman in his chest 2 or 3 times, had him stumbling backwards like he just got hit by Deontay Wilder,
mm-hmm,
into Aaron Rodgers' lap to the point where it forced Rodgers to actually scramble. How about that for a guy that went number one overall? Richard Sherman out there making plays.
This is a big game.
Tevin Coleman, Jimmy Garoppolo balling.
The Monday night Seahawks Kittle. 49ers game was a big game. That one lived
Sanders
up to the billing. This one's going to live up to the billing. You know what? I got the Ravens running away with this one.
Mm.
At home, with all this momentum.
Hey, man, I might need to go to this game.
I got the Ravens running away with this one.
I got to ask you a question on wax.
Go ahead.
If I'm going to the game, will you go with me?
Yes. Easy.
Okay.
Easy.
Okay.
I'm not going to like it. We're going to go.
It's going to be a lot of people there.
It's just a lot of driving, big crowd, 8 hours in the car in one day. I'll sleep in the car. I'll sleep in the car on the way down.
We could just fly. It'd be an hour flight.
That sounds more appetizing to me.
Then we just fly.
Quick flight.
I'm going to have to go to this game.
You know what the problem is? Sometimes when you go to the game, it's a big game and it's close, you got to stay to the end. And then when you stay to the end, you get out
you're
there.
You're such an adult. You're thinking of all the negative logistics.
Yeah, man, I don't like going to games. I like watching the red zone in the comfort of my home. You know, lock the door, kids can't get in, kids banging on the door.
And can I make sure I'm not the only person that stresses that the 49ers has a player whose last name is Samuel, but his first name is Debo.
Debo, he's balling too.
That's so awesome.
I love it so much.
I can't wait to ask him a Friday question.
We haven't even talked about the National Basketball Association. Because some things went down last night. Giannis dropped a cool 50 on the Jazz in a win. And zero turnovers. 50 points. Zero turnovers. If we had research, I'd say, look up how many times Jalen Rose played over 20 minutes and had zero turnovers.
Probably never.
Probably never. Yeah. Probably never.
Probably never. Yeah. Probably never. I took chances with that ball.
Yeah. Trying to make plays.
And I wasn't fast and couldn't jump. So here's what I want people to understand about Giannis. I'm about to name 5 or 10 guys that when I had a remote control in my hand this year and I'm watching League Pass, they showing up. Giannis.
Luka.
LeBron.
James. Both James, LeBron Harden, James and James Harden.
But I'm about to go deeper in the box
score. John Morant's on my list. He's on my list now.
You ready for me to go deeper in the box score?
Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Pascal Siakam,
he's averaging more points than LeBron James. You know that?
He's balling.
He's averaging the same amount of points as Kawhi Leonard. Pascal Siakam. Can you win most improved twice in a row? Can you?
Devin Booker. League pass.
And the Suns have been sweet.
You know what? Jason Tatum has given me some work.
No.
I seen him hit a game win. I seen him drop Paul George and hit a big time three.
A game tire.
You ready for this? Lou Will and Montrezl Harrell.
I love Montrezl Harrell. I've loved him ever since he was in college. When he was on the Rockets, I was like, how come he's not getting any run? They know something I don't. Like, he must not be balling in practice or something. Because he, you know what? Daryl Morey's going to be looking at Montrezl Harrell right now. Like, that'd be nice. You know, instead of Nene, they had Montrezl Harrell last year.
You ready for this?
They got Tyson Chandler. You got Montrezl Harrell?
They had Lou Will, too.
Oh, yeah. Lou Will's been on a lot of teams.
The vet. That's what happened.
He's been on a lot of teams.
But he found a home now.
Oh, yeah. They signed him up. He signed him over this offseason, right? 3 years?
So, but here's one of the national consumption issues that the league has had to deal with. And it's going to be interesting to see how it gets ironed out. While we're able to celebrate the dynamic duels and the greatness of both of the teams in LA, when you also peel back the onion a little bit, the Golden State Warriors, lottery bound.
I'm not watching Warriors games.
They got a lot of nationally televised games.
Oh, yeah.
The Pelicans. Where's Zion?
Where's he at?
A lot of nationally televised games. Zion's not playing.
I bet Zion weighs more than Boban now. Remember, he was the second heaviest player in the league. He's going for that number one spot.
He's third.
He's going for that number
Taco
one
Ball.
Spot.
Oh, yeah, Taco Ball. Out of the league. Right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I like what you did.
Yeah,
there.
I think he's going for that number one spot. We got you, Zion. Zion, you're number one in my heart.
And here's another thing. Just league pass to just, you know, this just off wax. You know, this just off wax. The Bulls need a new coach.
Yeah. I know you love LaVine. That LaVine thing.
That's another one of my league pass guys, Zach LaVine. And you know that rubbed me the wrong way.
No, you know Jacoby White is my league pass guy.
Correct.
Jacoby White.
Now just think about this. You bench your best player.
Mm-hmm, because he made 3 mistakes on defense.
That's
what they said.
And when I look at the film, I can find anybody that make 3 mistakes on defense.
Of course.
Anybody.
LeBron James makes 3 mistakes on defense in one possession. It'll take him
right.
out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. And so, how does Zach LaVine respond to being benched?
Came out and scored 49. Career high. So 49.
So you know what happens when you get on the bus after that.
Oh, right? You know when they call a timeout after you hit a three, it just looks right in the coach's eyes as he's walking to the bench.
That night, you lost your coach. He's lame duck now. He's lame duck now. When a guy comes out, hit 13 threes, score 49 points right after you bench him. And your young, I don't see their young players developing like I think they
Jacoby.
Should. I like Markkanen. I like Wendell Carter Jr. I like Jacoby White. They get all ball. Zach LaVine, you know that's one of my guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're
going to have a new coach.
But
bring back Tibbs.
You know who else been league pass balling for me this year? Carl Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm. And Wiggins. That big win last night. You know what no one's talking about? Spurs are trash. They got DeJounte Murray back, Walker back. They still got DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge and Pop.
And White.
Yeah. They're trash. They're not making the playoffs, as I predicted. It's finally going to be right this year.
Well, you've been saying it for 10 years.
It's finally going to be right this year.
And so just think about what's changed in the game now. Warriors, lottery. Pelicans, lottery. Spurs, probably going to miss the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Cavs, we haven't seen them really since LeBron left.
No. Kevin Love, he's like, when am I going to get traded, guys?
Shout to the Miami Heat.
Playing well.
Jimmy Butler. Bam, down low.
You know who else deserves respect? Toronto Raptors. You seen their record?
Pascal.
Toronto Raptors.
Held Joel Embiid to zero.
Marc Gasol's old ass. Held Joel Embiid to zero. Marc Gasol, him and Jokic look like me with their shirt off.
So I got to bring you behind the curtain on something.
What's that?
It's really important.
What's that?
So many times in sports, we talk about the unspoken home court or home field advantage
mm-hmm.
that happens when teams come to New York or go to LA.
Miami.
Or go to Miami. Toronto has that too.
I believe it.
Take it from somebody that's lived
there. Can we go to Toronto? I want to go to Toronto.
Toronto
has
that too.
Toronto is an underappreciated city.
And I think Joel was a victim yesterday of those Toronto streets.
I believe it.
They're undefeated.
I believe it.
I promise you.
I believe it.
King Street, Queen Street, undefeated.
What was your spot?
I had multiple spots.
How many years ago? Three?
Like three and a half.
Did you buy a place there or you rented a place?
Rented a place right off the water, off Lakeshore.
Apartment?
Like four level.
Four level apartment?
Yeah, no doubt. I was doing it, man.
Four levels? That's too many levels.
No, it's not.
You got a cleaning lady come every day?
No, I was doing it.
That's too many. That's too big of a place.
No, man. No,
that's too big.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Had the DJ equipment and stuff in the basement. I used to host parties.
Oh, no. Jalen, I don't even want to know what those parties look like.
I used to host parties at my crib in Chicago,
I wish we knew each other back when we were both fun. You know what I mean? I wish we knew each other back then. Why did I get this washed up Jalen Rose? I want the fun Jalen Rose.
Well, let me tell you something I did that I'm not proud of.
Uh-oh. Don't get fired.
I played for the Indiana Pacers for 6 years and got traded to the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
They're both in the Midwest. Had a really big house. By the time we returned to play against the Pacers, I still have my crib.
Yep.
So guess what I did?
Threw a party?
Threw a party.
Day before the game?
Night before the game.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. Night before the game.
Perfect.
Night before the game. But here's the problem. Young team. Young team.
Young Bulls.
Young Bulls. I'm not naming no names, but just Young Bulls.
Just look up. Yeah, you can look up the roster.
Young Bulls.
You can look up the roster.
And I looked around the house. Everybody was having an amazing time.
Mm-hmm.
When we got to the game the next day, we got whacked.
You were ready to go. You had the revenge game.
Yeah, I'm a vet.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
I'm like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
We got waxed. I mean, you could probably Google it right now. I promise you. I think we was down like 25 at halftime. Got waxed. Waxed.
You hear the little ovation from the crowd? The field house?
Yeah, no doubt. I love Indy. I got to go check out a couple of games.
It's time to get the people.
Got to give the people.
If you're carrying revolving debt, that means you're not paying off your card every month. It could be paying thousands in interest every year that you don't have to. With LendingClub, you can consolidate your debt and pay off your credit cards with one fixed monthly payment. Since 2007, LendingClub has helped millions of people regain control of their finances with affordable, fixed-rate personal loans. No trips to the bank, no high-interest credit cards. Just go to LendingClub.com, tell them about yourself, how much you want to borrow, pick the terms that are right for you, and if you're approved, your loan will automatically be deposited into your bank account in as little as a few days. LendingClub is the number one peer-to-peer lending platform with over $35 billion in loans issued. So, go to LendingClub.com/J&J. That's LendingClub.com/JANDJ. Check your rate in up to a few minutes. You can borrow $40,000. That's LendingClub.com/JANJ. LendingClub.com/JANJ. All loans made by WebBank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Jalen, it's a very special edition of Jalen and Jacoby. This is our Thanksgiving special. And we always start the show by saying we give the people what they want.
Yes, sir.
So we are truly, literally going to give the people what they want. What we have done is we have reached out to our audience, and we've got exclusively audience-driven show for this Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is all about having the family involved, and the audience is our family.
And the great thing about our audience, they've been with us for almost 9 years.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the fact that we're taking their IG posts, their tweets, and we're adding them to a nationally televised program on Thanksgiving.
It's time for Thanksgiving-themed Soft Move or Boss Move. First, soft move or boss move question is one that's very close to me in my experience on Thanksgiving. It comes from Shameless James, and his question is, here it is, going out to a restaurant on Thanksgiving, soft move or boss move? Jalen, we've talked about before, you know this is how I have revolutionized the holiday. I will be going to a restaurant, not just this Thanksgiving, every Thanksgiving that I'm allowed to. I love the restaurant experience. No cleaning. No leftovers, no cooking, light work.
You're so rich. It's a soft move.
It's a boss move. It's a boss move.
The number one thing about family is the opportunity to fellowship with them.
Mm-hmm.
In potluck fashion, it's classic. Everybody cooks their favorite dish. They bring it to the house. They set it in the kitchen.
Yep.
Some of them have Tupperware. Some of them have foil.
Yep.
Have different... Just a smorgasbord of food.
Yeah.
The best of the best the family has to offer.
And then here's what you got to do. They bring their favorite dish. And then you got to clean it later because you didn't cook it. And also all that Tupperware, you got to find a place for it in the fridge. The fridge is already full. We got all these leftovers, your whole smorgasbord filling up the fridge. No thank you.
Don't point at me like that, Jalen.
Stop pointing at me. You're
when you go
me.
To a restaurant, you don't have leftovers.
I don't like leftovers.
And I'm going to tell you.
I mean
turkey,
Chinese food on Friday.
The day after Thanksgiving
moving
is
on.
The best.
The next is from Duncan Pinderhughes. What a name. Duncan Pinderhughes. He gets buckets, I can tell. Duncan Pinderhughes said this. He said, not eating all day until Thanksgiving dinner, soft move or boss move?
Oh, that's a boss move.
See,
I've been there.
That's always the plan. But the smell of the food, you know what I mean? I just get hungry. I always don't want to eat until dinner, but I get hungry in the morning.
Here's what you got to do.
What's that?
Beverages.
Ooh.
That's what you're missing.
What time on Thanksgiving is the first adult beverage?
So earlier in the day, you go lighter. Mm-hmm. You may go mimosa or something like that. Then as the day progresses, depending on your personal choices, you might get you a little sangria. Some people like beer.
Yep, yep.
You ease
into
it.
Football game's on. Yeah.
Absolutely. The Lions are on. Roar! And then once they kick off, then it's time to go hard. Whether you go a little Tito's or whether you like something a little dark, however you like it.
Moving on. The next question is from our guy, associate producer. We honor him as associate producer. Big Crown.
The greatest mail carrier in history.
He said this, soft move, boss move, dipping turkey in barbecue sauce.
Soft move.
I've never done this in
soft
my life.
Soft move.
You know what? Turkey needs something because it's bad. Turkey does not taste good. So you got to put gravy on it. Maybe I'll try barbecue sauce. Maybe I'll try hot sauce. I'm going to try to revolutionize it this year.
Hey, let me tell you what I'm not going to stand for. This turkey slander.
It's not good.
Of yours.
It doesn't taste good.
You ever had deep fried turkey?
Yes.
It's excellent.
Mm,
nope. Now, I don't like white meat. I like only the dark meat. Mm-hmm. But this turkey slander that you have.
I don't like turkey. There's a reason we only roast a turkey once a year. There's a reason. If it was so good, how come we don't eat it at other times of the year? Seriously, how come it's not on our plate?
Because
it's only on our plate
it takes
one day a
so
year.
So much time.
How many times
to prepare?
Have you gone to a restaurant and said, "You know what? I'd like some roast turkey, please."
I get turkey sandwiches when I go places.
That's different, though. That is different. Turkey sandwiches are different than an actual turkey slice on your plate. There's a reason you only do it once a year because it's not
it
good.
Once
turkey
a year,
you don't even like it.
You only put up a Christmas tree once a year.
Next one is that is a ridiculous argument. I'm just gonna disregard that comment. Next one is from the Eradicator. Eradicator 919 said this: bringing store bought pre-made sides or desserts to Thanksgiving dinner. Soft move or boss?
Soft move. You kicked out of the family.
What?
Kicked out of the family.
Kicked out of the family.
Kicked out of the family. Don't bring me no store bought desserts. Come on, man.
What?
This is why you don't go to a restaurant. This is my point exactly. You have your aunt that makes the dessert. You have your uncle that makes the mac and cheese. You have grandma that makes the turkey. You have everybody that does their favorite thing.
And you got Jalen that makes the money. I understand how it works. I understand how this works. You're like kicking people out the family. Look at you, Jalen. So there's a new twist on Thanksgiving dinner this year. There's a company called Kiva Confections. And what they have done is they have cannabis-infused gravy. Cannabis-infused gravy, soft move or boss move?
As long as everybody knows what it is, you can't be surprising nobody after
exactly.
the fact. I don't like those type of surprises.
Yeah, but there's kids at the table. It's a soft move.
No.
It's just kids at the table, man. We're gonna child-proof it.
Well, it's the boss move. Let me tell you why.
No.
It's kids at the table. Guess what else you're doing? You're drinking. That don't mean that they're going to go grab a beverage. No, it's responsibility there. This is the one with cannabis. You label it. And then the adults get a chance to participate. Kids stay away from that. You ever heard those terms, do as I say, not as I do? Mm. You ever heard the term, don't speak when grown folks are talking? That falls along the category of this.
In most families, there's always like three or four cousins that just happen to go for a walk like an hour before Thanksgiving.
Oh, you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
If you're a parent and you got teenagers and they're going for a walk before Thanksgiving dinner, you know what's happening.
But here's
you know what
time
it is.
But here's what I got to tell them.
What?
Just because you're outside smoking, it doesn't mean that we can't smell it when
you
come back in the house.
Come back in the house. Come on. Okay. So Thanksgiving is all about involving family, getting family together.
Yes.
So what we've done is we've involved our family. And our brother, Marcus Spears, he called in the show and he left us a special soft move or boss move for Thanksgiving. Let's check in.
Yo, brothers. Quick, man. Soft move or boss move. I had to get this in for the holiday edition. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. I hope you and your family celebrate, have good times. Quick question, though. Oh, Cove, I know you're going to a restaurant, so you don't have a good time. J-Rose, you have a great time doing Thanksgiving the right way. Anyway, soft move or boss move. When you done ate all that good eating and you at somebody's house, do you do the number two and blow up the spot? Or do you remove yourself? Or do you do it and then just stay in there and wait till the smell go away? I hang up and listen. Soft move, boss move. Peace. Happy Thanksgiving.
For some reason, Jalen Rose loves it when we talk about the bathroom. So yeah, the floor is yours. I know this is your favorite topic.
So during Thanksgiving, you have certain members of the family that you know that's going to just blow up the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because you know their habits. They're a part of your family.
Of course.
So here's what I suggest.
What's that, Mr. Rose?
You use the bathroom that isn't the main one.
If you got more than one bathroom in the home, you've got to have one that's identified as more of like a public restroom and
correct.
Then one that's kind of like, this one's mine.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I mean? I think that's the street.
That's how you do
and
it. And you got to have some spray. Like, rest in peace, John Witherspoon. You got to have a spray
gotta
like spray. Boxing Friday.
Jalen, I'm going to say this. You know, there's certain like NBA teams that have great road records. I'm great on the road. My away games, I'm undefeated. My, I travel. I travel really well. Plants capture CO2. What if we could help industrial plants capture it too? Think how we could help lower emissions. More and more scientists think carbon capture is the key to reducing CO2 emissions globally. It's one way ExxonMobil is helping industrial plants be more like plants. That's the unexpected energy of ExxonMobil. The Jalen and Jacoby Podcast is presented by Goodyear. Discover the possibilities. Goodyear. More driven. Jalen, we've got some signature segments. So we put a Thanksgiving twist on these signature segments. We always say we give the people what they want. So we listen to the people. These are questions from our audience. And this is a very special version of cultural or regional. Jalen, cultural or regional needs no explanation. Are you ready to go?
Let's get it.
Okay. First up, we have a cultural regional question from Chip Schilling. Cultural regional, calling that iconic dish dressing or stuffing? Cultural regional, calling stuffing dressing or dressing stuffing?
That's cultural. Definitely that's cultural. I call it stuffing.
I call it stuffing. It is stuffing. It has never been called anything else than stuffing. It's
okay.
Only stuffing.
Okay. You think it's generational? Think it's medicinal?
I think it's regional. I think it's regional.
Yeah, it's regional. It's regional.
I think it's regional.
It's regional.
Because I've just never heard it called dressing until we started
dressing
talking
is too
about
professional.
This. It does. Dressing, put on a salad. Yeah. I'm not putting stuffing on a salad.
Right, yeah.
Let's not get this confused. Also, don't put a salad on my Thanksgiving table. I'm not touching that. Next, we have this one from...
Well, you going to a restaurant.
From Saginaw. I can't say this person's name. N. Saginaw. Sorry about that. Using paper or plastic plates and cups for Thanksgiving dinner for easy cleanup. See, cultural or regional using paper or plastic plates.
This is tough. You know what? I'm going to say this one is generational.
Generational.
Because one of the things that happen in my culture is you have that one room a lot of times with the plastic on the furniture. It's almost like a museum.
Yeah.
That you never sit
it's
in
like
there.
It's like an art exhibit instead of a room.
You walk past. It's just like a museum. Same thing with the great plates and the great china.
Yeah, yeah.
You use them on occasions like this.
So I'm going to say that this is generational as well. But I also say this is paper plates ain't working. Paper plates are not getting the job done with the gravy. You know the paper plates that gets all soggy. You start getting a little paper in your food. Like, no. We got to go plastic plates. And also, it's Thanksgiving. Step it up. Get the expensive ones. You know, like those nice looking plastic plates. Those are the ones that you get for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
I would say that. Moving on. Next, this is from Mark Chavez. Mark Chavez has a question. It is cultural or regional? Kids eating in the living room with TV trays.
Oh, no. This is definitely cultural. No trays. What's a TV tray?
TV tray is like a little tiny, like little stand that you eat food on as you sit on the couch and watch TV.
I thought a TV tray is something you put a television on top
of. No, sir. No,
this
sir.
This is definitely cultural.
No, sir. No. I'm going to say cultural on this one, too.
No trays.
Do you have
trays.
A kid's table at your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, got to have a kid's table.
I like everybody at the same table.
I like everybody at the same table, too. The problem is everybody can't always sit at the same table,
yeah,
David.
Yeah,
what
do
you mean? What are you saying? There's a kid's card table. There's an adult card table. There's the spades table right here. Got the kids playing their games right
How
there.
How old until you graduate from the kids' table to the grown-up table?
Like 13.
I think you got to have a job.
Like
you
13.
If you have to have
like
a 13. Job. Yeah, you have to have a job. Then
like
you can sit at the adult table.
And I'm really good at spades. Spades, bit, whist, tunk.
Moving on. This one is from Jimmy. Jimmy, putting raisins in your stuffing, is that cultural or regional?
I don't like raisins like that.
Mm-mm.
I don't love stuffing either.
What?
It's okay. Depends
what?
On who makes it.
Oh, stuffing's good.
Depends
stuffing's
on who
the
makes
only,
it.
You know what? Stuffing and mac and cheese are the only things that I'm really excited about on Thanksgiving.
Really?
I'm not excited about the turkey. I'm not excited about the potatoes. I'm not excited about sweet potatoes. I don't want yams. I don't want green beans. I don't want any of that. The only things I'm really excited about are mac and cheese and stuffing.
So how about this? Cultural or regional? Chitlins.
Cultural and regional. Both.
Yes.
Both. Cultural and regional.
I never forget so many times coming in the house 3-4 days before Thanksgiving and just smelling them. I'm like, what is that? Like intestines? from what? A pig? Oh, no, I'm out. I'm out.
No, no,
I'm out. No. And my mom to this day still makes some for my grandma.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
You know that your Thanksgiving is proper when people are preparing stuff 4 days ahead of time. I mean, I thought it was impressive when my wife starts cooking the day before, like that Wednesday. But were you working on it like Monday?
Yeah, you got to start
oh,
prepping.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes. And you got the nerve to go to a restaurant.
I'm going to a restaurant.
So lazy.
I'm definitely going to a restaurant. I am lazy. I'm going to be so happy when I come home and don't have to.
Oh, you know what? You know what? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You probably should just go to the restaurant and send the kids to come eat with us.
I would
they
love that.
They need to have a regular
I would love
family
that.
Experience.
Next is from Jeriel Colvin. Jeriel Colvin, simple question. Collard greens, regional or cultural?
International.
No,
international.
Collard greens are not international.
I want international. If you're
making stuff up at this point. You are just making up categories at this point.
Here's why.
International's never been a question.
Here's
never
why.
Been an option.
If you don't support collard greens, you don't have a pulse.
I'm going to say that collard greens are regional. They're regional. You go to Thanksgiving in California, there's not going to be any collard greens around.
They're regional.
You go to Thanksgiving in Maine, there's not going to be any collard greens.
Well, I disagree with
they're
you.
Regional. Collard greens are like a southern food.
I got to stand up for the West Coast. I disagree with you. I disagree with you. Greens seem to be readily available at all times for me.
wherever I am.
Wherever you are?
Wherever I am. See, I do collard greens, you do spinach.
No. I'm not doing spinach. I'm not eating anything healthy. Collard greens is the closest thing to healthy that I'm going to have on Thanksgiving. And I like the collard greens with lots of pork. Lots of pork in there.
Lots of pork.
Lots of pork in there.
Chunks.
It's like a meat dish for me.
Chunks.
It's like a meat dish.
Chunks.
For sure. I remember I was at Trick Daddy's house and he was cooking collard greens. I was like, what are you putting in there? He goes, Georgia meat. Didn't ask any follow-up questions. It's like, all right. Finally, we have this. It's Thanksgiving. You know, people are getting into the spirit. And on Sunday, a Bears fan smuggled in an entire pumpkin pie with whipped cream into Soldier Field and ate it right there in the field. Soft move for Cultural Regional sneaking in pumpkin pie to a game.
I'll say that's regional.
Yeah. That does sound like something. Would you do that?
That's more Midwest, Midwest and down south.
Would you do that? You're from the Midwest.
Yeah, I'll sneak some into an event.
Let's take a look. Up there.
I would definitely do that.
The full pie.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
Yeah, with the full pie.
No doubt. I'll sneak stuff into the movies. Man, I grew up going to the drive-in.
Okay,
you take the whole kitchen and put it in the car.
I will get a full meal, entree, sides, all of that into the movies.
Jacoby.
All of that.
Put human beings in the trunk and drive through. Okay,
to get them in free.
No question. You had the entire refrigerator in the car watching the movies.
Here's a question. Is pumpkin pie cultural or regional?
It's got to be cultural.
I think it is.
That's cultural.
I think there's a reason.
Sweet potato. So the comparison is sweet potato pie,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's the culture. That's the cultural aspect of it.
Right.
I'm going to say this. There's a reason that we only eat pumpkin pie once a year. There's a reason that we only roast a turkey once a year, because they're trash foods.
Well, I like,
they're
sweet,
bad foods.
I like sweet potato pie. I don't like pumpkin
pie. I don't like
pie.
Pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie. I don't like pie. I don't like apple pie. I don't like cherry pie.
You don't like pie?
No, I don't like pie.
I love pie.
I don't like pie.
I love pie.
No.
You got to warm it up. Put a little.
Mm-mm.
Come on, man.
Mm-mm.
Seriously?
No.
Come on, with some ice cream, Alamo?
I like ice cream.
Come on, man.
No
all
pie.
Day.
No pie.
Wow.
No pie.
So let me ask
you a different question.
Is it because it gets in the way of your beverages?
No.
Because sometimes, for everybody eating on Thanksgiving, remember, what you consume is going down one, it's all going in the same mouth. So when you're drinking light or dark or whatever, that don't necessarily go well with sweets.
You know what?
So I maybe thought that you was,
you know what,
my
kids aren't going to your house. I'm going to keep this. Jalen, you know what I need more of?
What's that?
Sleep.
I thought you was going to say kids.
No, that's the problem. My son woke up at 4:30 Saturday morning. 4:30 a.m. ready
Cute.
To go.
That's
ready
right.
Ready to go. He wanted to hang out, read books and everything. Sleep is so important. What makes you thankful for a restful night's sleep, thus allowing you to conquer your daily tasks. And holiday season is here. How do you thrive during the holiday season? How do you balance sleep, holiday planning, and making time to purchase the perfect holiday gift for the special people in your life? The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed helps everyone get the proven quality sleep that will change their life. Here's the thing about the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. It's a smart bed. It allows you to adjust each side for your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. My wife likes a different textured bed. She wants the bed to be softer than I do. With the Sleep Number 360, you can set each side to customize for your preferences. The Sleep Number 360 bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. With Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks how you're sleeping so you can know every morning just how well you've slept and gain insights to get your best sleep. Here's the thing. You can experience the smart, effortless comfort of Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% off your Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time only at Sleep Number Store or sleepnumber.com. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of the 600 Sleep Number stores nationwide or at sleepnumber.com. Find one near you at sleepnumber.com/Jacoby. That's right, Jalen. They gave me the slash this time. It's not sleepnumber.com/Jalen. It's not sleepnumber.com/J&J. It is sleepnumber.com/Jacoby.
That's because you get the people what
I
they want.
I came up. Sleepnumber.com/Jacoby. Hit that right now.
Test, test, test. IG Interactive. We are back.
We appreciate the support. We are doing the Jalen and Jacoby version, Thanksgiving Day versions of Cultural or Regional, Soft Move or Boss Move. We talked a lot about chitlins. Jacoby doesn't eat sweets.
No, I eat sweets. I just don't eat ones that don't taste good, like pie. I don't, like,
that's so general.
If you put pie in front of me, I'm not going to say it's bad. It's not like I won't eat it. But if I would rather have cake, I would rather have ice cream, I would rather have mousse, I would rather have a tiramisu, I'd rather have a cannoli. Like, there's like a million other things I would rather have for dessert than pie. And it's like a cherry pie? No, thank you. It's all sour. It's gross.
So, for our off-wax audience.
Strawberry rhubarb? Get out of here.
How do you start your adult beverage consumption on Thanksgiving?
Well, my wife is a wine connoisseur. And my family likes to drink wine. I don't really love wine like that. Especially early. Like, if I'm doing wine, it's kind of like the end of the day. You know what I mean? So, I will likely... We've been talking about this and I've been thinking about it.
That's why I asked.
So I'm going to be hungry for breakfast, but I'm going to blow through that, right? Yeah. I'm going right through that red light. Not even breakfast.
Yeah.
Maybe like one fried egg or something.
Yeah,
right?
One fried egg.
So I think I'm going to start doing beers. It'll be the first thing. Because then your beers kind of fill up your stomach a little bit.
Like the gentleman over your right shoulder.
Yeah, and they make you feel like you're satisfying your hunger, but you're not really. So I'm going to do like some beers, like some just domestic light beers.
And so when you start your beers.
What time's the game start? 10? Let's look at this.
The Lions probably come on at what? 1.
Let's see. Thanksgiving NFL schedule. Go ahead.
I'm going to be Lions gear head to toe.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Taking that off at half. It's so trash.
No, I got to tell you something. It's really important.
12:30 is the first game. See, that's too long for me to wait for the Lions-Bears game.
I got to tell you a secret.
I'll be awake for 6 hours before that game.
I got to tell the world a secret.
What's the secret?
The Super Bowl is happening Thursday.
Oh, really? Bills-Cowboys?
No. Every time the Lions perform on Thanksgiving.
The Bears are pretty trash.
I guarantee you, you're going to be watching on television. We're going to have a major Thanksgiving Day parade. It's our tradition. You're going to see some of the best performers in the history of entertainment. You've seen Big Sean on stage. You see Aretha Franklin, the late great, on stage.
That's what y'all excited about? The music performance? That's what's happening? That's where we are with the Lions right now? Talking about the music performance? None of them are going to be in uniform. Big Sean could probably start at quarterback. He probably could. We're going to start talking about Matt Patricia getting fired yet? I thought he was a defensive specialist. We're going to start talking about that.
No, we got to give him another year, at least. Kerryon got injured. Matthew Stafford got injured. We had a tie against the Cards early. Against the Vikings. Against KC.
I don't like the Matthew Stafford injury. I don't like broken vertebrae. I don't like that. Back, you got to use your back.
But here's the thing. Let me tell you what I would do.
Oh, what's that?
Let me tell you what I would do.
Lose to the Bears on Thanksgiving?
So say you're not going to the playoffs this year.
You don't think the Lions are going to make the playoffs?
For example, the Lions.
They got 3 wins.
You know what I would do? To create some intrigue with my team and possibly get a quarterback, sign Colin Kaepernick.
They do need a quarterback.
That's what I would do.
And here's the thing. You get him in, play, you know, sign him just for the end of the season. You sign him just for the end of the season. See what he's like. See if he can play. We also had a video. What was that? A 45-minute workout?
That's what I would do.
What you can tell.
Because if you haven't been paying attention to NFL football, there are a lot of people starting under center that you don't know who they are.
Yeah, I got to Google. I've had to Google at least like 3 quarterbacks. When Gardner Minshew started, like, who is Gardner Minshew? Like, what? Huh?
Allen with the Panthers.
Yep.
So who's starting? Finley? Who's starting with Denver these days?
Denver? Oh, I don't even know. Flacco?
No, he got a pain in the neck. He like, I'm done with y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
I'm done with y'all.
Hurt. No, sorry, I'm hurt.
That's what I would do.
Okay. That's something.
And by the way,
that's something.
You not only have a potential player that could be dynamic in an era that's watching Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson set the league on fire as guys that can run and throw. What about the jersey sales? What about the intrigue of people watching? That's what I would do.
That's something.
These are the dog days of the NFL season now.
If you're not in the hunt, if you're not even, even if you're like two games out of the wild card, you can still convince yourself you can make a push. The Lions aren't. No.
It's only, and you know I hate doing lists. We're going to forget something. I would say off the top of my head, it's only five teams. It's only four. It's only two.
What is happening?
Exactly.
You okay?
That's my point. It's only two legit contending teams in the AFC.
Ravens and the Patriots.
There are only two other teams that are playing well and outplaying expectations. That's the Texans and the Bills.
I mean, outplaying expectations is different. Like, the Steelers are outplaying expectations, but it doesn't mean they're good.
Correct. And so are the Raiders. Raiders are outplaying expectations, but those are, everybody else is average or below.
Mm-hmm. What about in the NFC? The NFC's got some contenders.
The NFC got some squads.
The NFC, there's five teams in the NFC I could see in the Super Bowl.
NFC got some squads.
You know, like the Saints, I could see them in the Super Bowl. Packers, I could see them in the Super Bowl.
I'm going to tell you, people
the
always
Seahawks,
sleep on.
Seahawks, I could see them in the Super Bowl.
I'm going to say this team's
49ers,
name.
49ers, I could see them in the Super Bowl.
Minnesota,
I could see them in the Super Bowl. That's five teams right there, and we're probably missing somebody because every time we make a list, we're leaving somebody out.
So that means other squads.
Cowboys are going to be in the playoffs. All you got to do is win a couple games. You know, Cowboys are going to be in the playoffs.
What do you think? So Jerry was a little too upset that they lost that game. I got to tell him a secret.
Yeah.
They better than y'all.
Yeah.
They got a better record than
Weather
y'all.
Weather was bad. You're in
Foxborough.
Playing
at home.
Yeah. Like, what do you think was going to happen? What do you think is going to happen, Jerry?
They've been better than y'all for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
they got a better coach. You always have a better coach when they play somebody.
You don't have Emmitt Smith out there anymore. Troy Aikman. Who do you think this is? Michael Irvin. Come on, man. Have you seen? We got to pull him aside. Jerry.
Yeah, he was in a time warp.
Yeah, Jerry. Bad weather.
Like, y'all don't have Charles Haley.
It's raining and it's cold. Come on now. What do you think is going to happen? See that man over there with the hoodie? That's Bill Belichick. You got Jason Garrett, your family friend. Jason Garrett is going to be at Thanksgiving. Jerry's house. Going to bring everything, too. Jason Garrett's already cooking to bring stuff over to Jones's house. He's deep fried turkey, ham, he's cooking fish. 1 year.
That's funny.
My mother-in-law, Denise, RIP. Greatest woman in the world. She made salmon, shrimp and grits, and turkey, and ham, and mac and cheese, and greens.
Throwback.
Like, she made everything.
She's a throwback.
Salmon and shrimp and grits on Thanksgiving. Just because someone said the word shrimp and grits, she's like, oh, okay, I got you. So good.
Wow.
So good. She could cook, man.
What a throwback.
When she lived at my house, I gained a lot of weight.
What a throwback.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she wasn't doing
when
keto.
When you have one person making all of the potluck dishes,
oh yeah,
that's impressive.
Because it was always the best, but no one else even tried to contribute. She was the best cook. Not keto friendly, you know what I mean? Not exactly like quinoa and your kale. Not exactly what's going down when Denise's in the kitchen.
So when do you put up the Christmas tree?
So I made a mistake 1 year. Did it too early. Tree was dry by Christmas. You know what I mean? So like I learned from, it's December like 3rd or whatever, let's put it up. I'm more like a 2 weeks out. You know what I mean? Like December 11th, December 12th.
A lot
I think
of
that's
kids
a weekend.
Decorated.
Yeah. But I think, you know what? I think my wife is having some people over on the 7th. So I think we'll have a tree up for that. So it's going to be dry by Christmas. It happens every time. Like, 'cause you know what? Don't forget to water the tree. I forget to water the tree every time.
So after Christmas, are you one of those people to leave the tree up for a week or two? Is it cultural or regional to leave the tree up?
No, I'm done.
2 weeks after Christmas.
I am good.
Because I'll leave it up to like January 7th.
No. If it's 2020, that tree's out of my house. I don't like the tree in my house. Again, it's dry. It's really easy to carry into your crib because it's all soft at that point.
Mm.
But when you carry it out of the crib, those needles are sharp sometimes,
yes,
man.
They are.
It just turns into like a little weapon, that thing. Jalen, Sometimes people have opinions that make me so passionate I need to control myself. This is the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Wow.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
So there's a thing on Twitter, people have been having controversial food opinions, but none is more controversial and wrong, frankly, than this of Mark Lamont Hill. He tweeted,
oh, that's my guy from CNN.
Macaroni and cheese is wildly overrated.
What?
I don't care how well your mom, grandma makes it. It's baked noodles and cheese, and it's not that good. Fight me. Listen. This man needs to come to my home and try my wife's macaroni and cheese. It is the best macaroni and cheese not only I've ever had, I can confidently say into this microphone, in front of this camera, is the best mac and cheese on the planet. It's undefeated.
I'm a fan of his work. He's a terrific commentator.
He lost his mind.
Political activist.
He lost his mind.
But Mark Lamont Hill, you tripping.
You're crazy for this.
You're tripping.
One.
It's so many ways to go with mac and cheese to make it beautiful.
You know what I love about it? You know what I love about the mac and cheese? It's really crispy on top.
Yes.
And gooey on the bottom. And when you look at the pan, when it comes out of the oven, it's bubbling like lava.
Yes.
Just cheese is just bubbling up like that. My wife puts six different cheeses in the mac and cheese.
Yes.
Six different cheeses. I need to help her shred the cheese.
Yes.
There's just blocks of cheese all over
the
kitchen.
That's like when LeBron went to Miami.
Yeah.
One, not two. Not three, not four.
Six different mac and cheeses. Also, Jalen Rose.
Wow.
You know what I love about mac and cheese? You know what I love? Some people talk about the taste of food too much. The texture. There's something I love called crunch and mush. Crunch and mush. You get the nice mushy bottom with that crispy burnt. I want those little black dots on top of the mac and cheese.
And Mark,
so good.
What is wrong with noodles?
Come on, Mark.
Yeah. What is wrong with cheese?
He's like, it's noodles and cheese. Yeah, Mark.
Noodles are good.
Yeah, cheese is good. It's called macaroni and cheese. Put two good things together. Mark, you're wrong for this one. He's trolling. He just trolling. He knew that's going to happen. Jalen, as we come to the end of the show, it's the holiday season. We have to say what we're thankful for. I want to say I'm thankful for the staff of our program. They work very hard on this show. A lot happens behind the scenes that you don't see. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family, my friends, and my loved ones. But I'm also really thankful that my mother and my older brother, both dealing with cancer currently and undergoing chemotherapy, are doing terrific.
Big shout to Jeannie Rose. Special Thanksgiving at the Rose household.
Shout to Bill Rose and the rest of my family. The fight is real. And it don't stop.
I also want to say I'm thankful for Lester and Quinones' thighs. Rest up, Lester. Once you get better, I want to see you back out there.
I'm thankful that Juwan's coaching at Michigan.
And I'm thankful for LaMelo Ball and all the highlights from Australia.
I'm thankful for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy and its sponsors like Jeep and Puma and Platinum Equity.
I'm also thankful for my family.